Walmart, the country's largest food retailer, is calling on its U.S. suppliers to treat farm animals better and raise them with fewer antibiotics. In a statement on its website, Walmart says it believes the animals in its supply chain should be treated humanely throughout their lives. But the guidelines are voluntary, and they come amid pressure over apparent mistreatment of pigs at farms that supply Walmart. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News has more and joins us now. Hi there, Mike.
Hi.
So first of all, Walmart has thousands of suppliers in the U.S. So what exactly is Walmart calling on them to do?
Well, they want their meat, dairy, and egg suppliers basically to use antibiotics more responsibly. In other words, only use them if animals are actually sick and need to take them, and have a veterinarian on site to oversee their use. And they want more transparency about how the antibiotics are used. They want the suppliers to report, you know, about how often they're being used and what they're being used for. And they're also, they want them to follow what is known as the Five Freedoms, which comes from a group called the Farm Animal Welfare Council. And the freedoms are things like freedom from hunger and thirst, freedom from discomfort, freedom from pain, injury, disease, freedom to express normal farm animal behavior, and freedom from fear and distress. So, you know, basically treat animals more humanely than many suppliers do.
Right. And what's the business decision behind what Walmart is doing here? Why do they think it's important to do this now?
Well, concerns have really grown recently that the misuse of antibiotics can cause resistance to them, which would basically make not only animals but humans more susceptible to getting sick, even if they take antibiotics. And there's really been a trend towards greater awareness of the food supply chain. Obviously, Chipotle has had a lot of success. And in part of it is their marketing, that the meat they buy is from farms that treat animals more humanely. And in the grocery business, obviously, Whole Foods has been a big success story, too. So there clearly is, you know, building consumer demand for more, you know, humane treatment of animals and more natural, you know, less antibiotics and less hormones in the food chain.
I'm seeing a report here that Walmart's own research shows that 66% of its shoppers said they would increase their likelihood to shop at a place that does improve the treatment of livestock. But I also note that Walmart doesn't have any sort of deadline on when it would want its suppliers to move to this new practice.
Right. It's not something that they could really do overnight. Some companies are already moving in this direction, including Tyson Foods, which is one of the biggest chicken suppliers in the country. And Tyson CEO Don Smith said this month that they're trying to eliminate the use of human-used antibiotics in their chicken production. And it'll take until about September of 2017, so more than 2 years to do that. Interestingly, he said they should be able to do it without having a major impact on their costs or profit margins. But that said, it's still obviously a slow process to pull this off.
Right. And just in just a couple seconds, Mike, could this have an effect on the rest of the grocery and retail industry?
Yeah, absolutely, especially because Walmart has such influence over its suppliers. You know, the general trend is that if Walmart says jump, the suppliers say how high and when is the next flight to Arkansas. So it certainly could have ripple effects throughout the industry.
Michael Regan is with Bloomberg News. Thanks, as always, for speaking with us, Mike.
Thank you.